WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Strong winds knocking out power to thousands in New Jersey. Some coming back online, more going offline. About 6,700 now around the Garden State. The driver who fled the scene after hitting and killing a 15-year-old boy says he thought he hit an animal and would have stopped if he realized it was a person. That's from the man's lawyer. The driver is facing a bunch of charges, subject of a manhunt for days after the accident. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest. Patrick?
Eric, 31-year-old Alexander Politan admitted to police he was at the wheel of his brother's 2014 Jeep Cherokee two Friday nights ago when authorities say he hit and killed Lakewood High School junior Jesus Lopez Grande. That Jeep was indeed the vehicle investigators found the ensuing Sunday, leading to charges being filed against Politan on Tuesday the 8th. Politan was driving with a suspended license and says he parked the car at his mother's house in advance of a pre-planned trip to visit his brother in Colorado. But by that Sunday night, after investigators found the car and matched it to evidence at the scene, Politan confirmed he was the driver. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. The state has ordered a shutdown of all amusement rides similar to the one that killed a 10-year-old girl in South Jersey last weekend. Investigators say the ride did pass inspection, but tell NJ.com similar rides will remain idle until they determine how the girl died. Callers to 911 right after the accident says it appears she was thrown from the ride and then hit.
A girl fell out of the ride and she got smacked by the ride.
Haley McMullen airlifted to the hospital but died from her injuries a short time later. A longtime police officer and PAL youth football director in Union County accused of sexually abusing children.
Authorities say 59-year-old Sergeant Edward Giles took advantage of his position of trust in the community of East Orange as a means to victimize children. Giles is a 30-year veteran of the city's police department and led the Police Athletic League's youth football program. The Roselle man faces a range of charges stemming from what police say were sexual crimes against two boys that Giles coached, both of whom were around 12 at the time of repeated attacks 16 to 20 years ago. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Garden State's largest health network says there's still a lot we don't know about the potential dangers of vaping, as a growing number of youth take up the habit, so they're throwing $1 million at the issue to make a difference.
Hackensack Meridian Health CEO Bob Garrett says a fifth of that million will go to schools and community organizations so they can institute measures to combat vaping.
Some schools might put in a buyback program for the devices. Some others may just decide that massive education is a better approach.
The network says funds will also be used to train nurses who will alert students of the peril of e-cigarettes and to launch a public health study on the vaping epidemic.
The research piece is important too because we want to get to the bottom of it.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Charges have been dropped in a bizarre story we first told you about weeks ago. A bus driver from New Jersey charged with locking a woman in the luggage compartment of a Peter Pan bus. The woman called 911 to say she was trapped. 49-year-old Wendy Alberti was charged. Now the Boston Globe is reporting the charges have been dropped, but prosecutors gave no explanation.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.